Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you are transferring?
It's Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-I, Neal, oh. N-E-A-L.
Phone number of 903-399-8844.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. You can transfer her over.
Okay, Ms. Neal, you're in good hands. I'm transferring you now.
Okay, thank you much.
Hi, Mrs. Neal.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. My name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line in regards to the Depp Rivera lawsuit. And you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's good. And I forgot to ask, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right.
That is good. And then you do not already have an attorney assisting you in regards to this?
No, sir, I do not.
All right. And then you can affirm that you have not signed any paperwork in regards to this?
Yes.
All right. And you're fine this claim for yourself, I take it?
Yes.
And a lot of these questions are probably going to be repetitive to the ones they just went over with you. I'm sorry about that, but we'll get through them quickly. You are a resident of the United States, that is correct?
Correct.
Right. And you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
All right. And was that meningioma of the brain, correct?
Yes, brain.
Brain. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And then, what is the date of diagnosis?
I got diagnosed of March of 2015.
March of 2015? Okay.
March of 2015, and I got diagnosed in September of 2020.
Oh, diagnosed in September 2020? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then, yeah, we'll get to when you started taking the Depo and all that here in a second. And then, no, you're good. Don't be sorry. And then how did they obtain the diagnosis? Was it through a CT scan, an MRI, or both, or did they also do a biopsy?
Yes, they did all of those. They
all
did
three.
The CT, okay. MRI, yes, biopsy. Yeah.
And then what is your date of birth?
8/21/1992.
6, I'm so sorry.
No problem.
1996. And then you did consume the brand name Depo-Provera contraceptive, right?
Yes.
Depo-Provera, no generic. And you did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Right.
And then within that 1 year, you can confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yes.
And then you did use this one's redundant. I'm sorry. And then you did use Depo-Provera between 1992 and present day?
Yes.
And then roughly when did you start using it? When did you stop? Just year-wise, if you want. You can give me the month as well.
2015.
Okay.
March of 2015.
All right. That's when you started. When did you stop?
2020, when I found out I had the...
Oh, okay. Around the time you were diagnosed in March of the... I'm sorry, September of 2020. Or a little before?
Yes, September.
Yes. September. Okay. September 2020. And then I know this is redundant as well, as we are speaking about female contraceptive and birth control, but can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you so much. And then you are not a, and you are not a junior, senior, anything like that? Another one like...
I'm only one.
Yeah, no, I know. For females, it is very rare I ever speak with a junior or senior.
Yeah.
And then none. And then what is your social?
My social is 627-54-5585.
Okay. And then best email I have for you is queenb2120@gmail.com.
Yes,
and then, of course, this is the best number to reach on that we're speaking on, 903-399-8844.
Most definitely.
All right. And then, Brandy, what is your best physical address?
201 Hiawatha, and that's H-I-A-W-A-T-H. A Street, Longview,
What was that? I'm sorry. Texas. I got it. What's the zip code?
Longview, Texas. 75603.
Thank you. And is this a house, apartment, condo?
A house.
House, okay. All right. Longview, Texas, and that is Gregg County, and zip code is 75603, right?
Yes, right.
And thank you for selling the street name, because I was going to ask. And then, and then, who's the doctor that diagnosed you or the hospital?
They diagnosed me. The hospital was Mother Francis and Tyler. And, Tyler, Texas.
Okay. Christ U.S. Mother Francis Hospital in Tyler on Dawson Street. That sounds correct?
Yes, that's, yes.
And you don't happen to remember the doctor's name, correct?
I think his name was, Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Nicholas Andrea, I think I know how to spell it, A-N-D-R-A-D-E.
A-N-D-R-A-D-E, Andrade, okay, I got you. Oh, I found him right here. Yeah. Nicholas Andrade, hip neurologist in Tyler, Texas. And then you saw him at the Mother Francis, the Christ U.S. Mother Francis Hospital in Tyler?
Yeah, they transferred me to Tyler.
Okay. And, that's what you're diagnosing. All right. And then I will put their number down as the facility then. And no previous cancer diagnosis, correct?
No.
And then they treated you at Mother Francis Hospital as well?
My treatment... Yes.
That was at Mother Francis?
Yes.
Okay. Do you happen to remember, was it the same doctor that treated you, or was it a different doctor?
The therapy was a different doctor.
It was at Mother Francis, though? I'll just leave it as Mother Francis as the doctor. That's fine. The facility's fine if you don't remember.
Yes.
No worries. And then, who do you happen to remember who prescribed you the Depo-Provera? Was it your primary doctor? Was it an OBGYN you went to?
Yeah, it was Jeff Kemp on 4th Street in
In Longview, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll find him.
Perfect Blend.
That's the name of the facility?
Perfect Blend, Dr. Jeff Kemp.
Is that, 291 4th Street?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
You're okay. No worries.
What was that? I'm sorry.
That's 2901 4th Street, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Dr. John. What was the facility name again? I'm sorry.
The Perfect Blend.
The Perfect Blend, okay. All right. Longview. I'll put the number down here. And just a few more questions and we will be done. And I'll send you the documents. And pharmacy name. What pharmacy do you go to?
Pharmacy?
Mm-hmm.
I got my prescriptions there at the office.
At Dr. Kemp's?
Yeah, I didn't go to the pharmacy.
Okay. All right. They just want a pharmacy that you go to, like a CVS. I can put his office down as well. But do you go to like a CVS or anything like that?
Yeah, I go to a Walmart to get my other prescriptions. But I got my prescription there.
Yeah. What's the Walmart address? Or it's in Longview?
Longview. On Texas Parkway.
Texas Parkway, okay. I'll put in the notes too. Hold on, let me put that in first. Receive the depo shots in office from Dr. Put the address, I'm sorry. Dr. Jeffrey Kemp. 6 the way I have the number written down. I'm sorry. I have that written down weirdly. 1, 2, 3. Okay. And then I just said receive the depot shots in the office from Dr. Jeffrey Kemp at his address. And then I will put the pharmacy down as CV or the Walmart. You said Walmart in Longview, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Put pharmacy. I found it. Texas Parkway. Is this the one? Nope. There's one on Glimmer. There's two on Glimmer. There's one on Estes Parkway. Is that the one?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I thought you said Texas. I'm so sorry.
No, you Estes Parkway.
Oh, my bad. And then copy this address. 4006 Estes Parkway. All right, receive the depot shot. And there are medical records that do exist for your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
And you don't happen to have them on hand? The hospital would have them?
Yes.
Okay. And then would you like to add an emergency contact for this, Brandy?
No.
Okay. One sec. I just put not applicable on this. Okay. So I'm going to send you a text here in a second. I'm just going to confirm everything we went over. And then, like, spelling and stuff, it'll take just a minute or two. And then I'll send you the documents. We'll complete those. And then the attorneys will start pulling records and reaching out to you and starting the case for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the debt preferral lawsuit. And you do not have an attorney assisting you in regards to it. That is correct?
Correct.
All right. And you are a resident of the United States, and you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. That is correct?
Correct.
And it was meningioma of the brain, and you were diagnosed in September of 2020.
Correct.
All right. And your birthday is August 21st, 8/21, 1996.
Correct.
All right. And you did consume the brand name Depo-Provera. And you did use the Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum and had at least 4 injections in that 1 year before diagnosis. That is all correct?
Most definitely.
Okay. And then start date, March of 2015, end date, September of 2020. You are, of course, a female, Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-I, last name Neal, N-E-A-L, and you are not a junior, senior, second, third, or fourth. That is all correct?
Right.
All right. And then, is it okay if I repeat your social back to you?
Yes, that's fine.
627-54-5585.
Correct.
And then your queen email is queenb2120@gmail.com, and this is the best number to reach you on.
Yes, you said it right.
Okay.
I am Queen B.
I was about to say it, too. Well, I did say it. And then address of 201... I'm just going to spell it H-I-A-W-A-T-H-A Street, Longview, Texas, 75603.
Yeah.
Okay. And then diagnosing doctor was Nicholas Andrade at Christ U.S. Mother Francis Hospital in Tyler on 800 East Dawson Street. And then you were also treated at the same hospital, same address. Just don't remember the doctor's name offhand that treated you, correct?
Right.
Okay, no worries. And then that is all correct. And then prescribing doctor for the depot was Dr. Jeffrey Kemp at The Perfect Blend. That is the facility name. Address of 2901 4th Street, Longview, Texas. And the phone number I have here. That is right?
Yes, sir.
And then the Walmart you went to was Walmart Pharmacy on 4006 Estes Parkway. And then I put in the notes you received the depot shots in office from Dr. Jeffrey Kemp at his address, of course.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, it always baffles me, too, the pharmacy thing, because I know that the doctor would have, you know, it's a shot, so they give it to you in an office. But anyway, there are medical records that do exist, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm going to send you the text right now. 1 second. Missed the box. Here we go. Oh, and then you don't know anybody else that was affected by the Depo-Provera, do you?
No, not offhand.
No, you're good. No worries. Aha, that's a question I just had to ask. I forgot. So Sorry. You'll get a text here in the next like second or so. It'll say my name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign. You'll want to click on that link. When the link opens up, you want to say yes or allow. And then that will take you to the document. And the document is just giving the attorneys permission to reach out and to start pulling records. And then once you hit start, it'll take you in it. I think after you hit agree, you'll see a yellow continue and then a start. And then you just have to draw your signature once, and then it'll save. And then after that, you just tap on the boxes, and it fills everything in, and then you'll see a finish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're in it. Then let me send you a text too once you complete it, of course. Hold on. All right. It is an aggressive death of Provera. The firm will be A4D. Let's sign me out of my text messaging thing. That is unlucky. And let me know once you hit finish. 903. And then this is the best number to reach on, of course, 903-399-8844.
All right.
Okay. I know I sent you the text, too. I just want to confirm. And then let me see. There it is. And once you draw it the one time and do adopt and confirm it, it should save it. And then the rest you just tap.
Okay.
And then once you finish, a copy will be sent to you. For sure your email, and then I think one also gets sent via a link by text.
Okay.
And I can send you their information once I just send. That is right.
Okay.
No, you're good. Take your time. I'm making sure everything's right, too. So, okay. I see you completed it. You're good.
Yeah.
Let me send you this text message, too. This is my direct number, Brandy. And if you don't hear from the attorneys, I would say, well, I want to say 7 days at Christmas. So,
okay.
I would say like 7 to 10 days, but then the new year. So probably, I would say probably before the new year. Like after Christmas, before the new year, if you don't hear from them by then, please do reach out to me on that number that I just texted you from. If you got that text from the 949 number, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And then reach out to me on that 949 number, or if you don't get a call from that 909 number I sent you, and then I can always transfer you to them or get an update. And then besides that, they're going to start pulling the records and get the case started for you and be able to get you the compensation you deserve because of from what the depriver did to you. I am very sorry for what you're going through. And I do thank you for your time, and you have a happy holidays, and yeah, thank you. If you do have any more questions, please feel free to call me back on that number I texted you from that 9491, okay?
Most definitely. Thank you much, and happy holidays to you.
You too. Thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.